Amen.
All right, Ezekiel chapter 37. It reminds us of another song. And so you can sing it with me if you know this song, right? Dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones, come hear the word of the Lord. I won't sing the whole thing for you. It's a long one. You know, so the head bone connects to the backbone to the leg bone, whatever it is, and keeps going down to the toes and comes back up. And that's where that song actually comes from, right here. And so let's take a look at Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. It says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry." Father, we ask that you would just touch your word today, and may it touch our hearts in a special way. And prepare us for revival services coming up. Prepare us for the work that you would do in each of our lives, and we'll thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. This valley of dry bones that is spoken of here in Ezekiel chapter 37, famous passage of Scripture. And it's always a great story. I love it. But I want to ask you a few questions about this. One is, what is the problem that comes with dry? Not necessarily bones, but it is bones too. But when you think of something being dry and dryness creating problems, what kind of problems come about with dryness? Give me some.
Cracking.
All right. It cracks. It causes the structure to be... You know, brittle, perhaps. Yeah, that's a good word. And so cracking. What else? Say it again. Death. Absolutely, yeah. When something ultimately dies, it dries up and withers away. What else? I can always count on Jonathan for the scientific explanation of this. So that is a great, though, illustration, Jonathan. I'm glad you brought it up because I didn't have that one on my list. Shame on me. So the idea is this, that as this bone over here is drying up, it's pulling the moisture out of the things that are around it and causing them to dry up. That's a big deal. Anything else? Oh, it loses its ability to bend. That just kind of reminds me of another little thing here, but you know, flexible, be flexible. This is a good one for this morning because our kind of little known motto around here is Semper Gumby, always flexible, right? And so you're learning about Semper Gumby this morning as we have the day. It can cause pain, it causes all these things, causes things to break. This is the problem with dryness. And as we're looking at this, there's no question, I'll prove this to you in the passage, there's no question that God is likening this valley of dry bones to what it means to be spiritually dry. What it means to be absent from the moisture of the Spirit of God, of the breath of God, and of God's Word. To be spiritually dry causes us to be brittle, causes us to lose our flexibility, causes us to zap the energy and the moisture from those around us and cause dryness in them as well. This is a bad spot. This is not a good place for us to be. So then here's the next question. What causes things to dry out? Say it again. Lack of water is an obvious one, right? Lack of water. And in the Scripture, the living water is the Word of God, right? So lack of perhaps being fed the Word of God. What else causes dryness? The sun. Overexposure to the elements might cause dryness. What else? Okay, the inability to retain. Sometimes things just quit working the way they're supposed to, and we can't retain water like we should. For instance, now we're talking about a body, but let's think about it as a glass. If a glass has a crack in it, then it might have an inability to retain water. Death. Death actually is a big one for something that causes dryness. How about one other one that we kind of miss out on if we're not careful, and that is the lack of care. Can you think of something that gets dry because you don't take care of it? Anything that has to be lubricated, that has to be oiled, that has to be maintained, Sometimes it's those kinds of things. Whatever it might happen to be, when we think about this in spiritual terms, what God does, he looks out, he says, see this valley of dry bones, and he's going to make an absolute certainty about this being a spiritual application. Go down, if you would, please, to verse 11. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and look at what this next phrase is. And our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. So a couple things that he brings up there in verse 11 that put this on the spiritual realm. We're cut off from our parts. Can I just say this? I'm saying it to you're here, so obviously I'm preaching it to the choir. But when people quit being around God's people, they start drying up real fast. We're cut off from our parts. Do you know, one of the ways that when we break ourselves off from the Word of God, when we're no longer listening to the Word of God preached and reading the Word of God and studying it, you know what happens when we break ourselves off? We're broken off from our parts. We begin to dry up. And there's another thing that's spoken of here, and that is that our hope is gone. And in the Scripture, this word hope is an anticipation. It's not like, you know, I hope something, but it is an expectation of something. And Israel, it's tied directly in the Scripture to our faith. We have an expectation of heaven. Why? Because we trust the Word of God, and we trust God's promises. On this earth, we have an expectation of God's blessing, and we know that God is going to bring us to an expected end, someplace where it's going to be good for us. He knows the thoughts that he has toward us, thoughts of peace. And so, but what happens is when our faith begins to waver, when our hope begins to waver, we begin to dry up. We begin to dry up. So what do we do when we're drying up? And that's what we're going to look at in this passage, and I'm going to make this quick so that I can ease your mind, if not other parts of your body. I'll ease your mind. So we'll make this quick, all right? So let's just go on to verse 3. It says, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? Now, let me ask you this question. Christian, is there hope? Can these bones live? Christian, if you've broken away from the Word of God and you've sensed yourself drying up spiritually and you're losing hope, can these bones live? If you have gotten away from the things of God and you can tell that where you are isn't a good place and you're becoming brittle and inflexible and living the Christian life is painful and difficult and all of the things that come with dryness, can these bones live? Yes, thank you. Well, here's what Ezekiel says to the Lord in answer to that. Lord, God, thou knowest. Lord, you're better at this than I am. God, if it's up to me, I don't think there's a whole lot of hope left here. These bones are pretty dry. God, if it's just up to me, I think we're in trouble. But God, you know. You know what you can accomplish. God, you know what you're willing to do. Lord, thou knowest. So let me ask you this question. Is it too late? No, it's not. We're going to prove that to you. Go on to verse 4. And he said again to me, Again he said it to me. I'll get there. Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones. Now listen up. Here's what it says. What is he saying to them? Hear the word of the Lord. It starts right here. Christian, you're sitting out here and your life is being zapped of all of its spiritual energy, and you can sense that you're drying up from the inside out, and you're beginning to lose hope and expectation and anticipation of God's blessing, of what God might do, and you're just hanging on by a thread, if at all. In fact, there's no threads holding these bones together at all. They're dried up. They're humanly speaking, these bones are done. There's nothing left. Humanly speaking. He says, hear the word of the Lord. Now, I can't emphasize this enough. It's time, you know, as Bruce was pointing out to us in his mini speech at the beginning, I love the word of God. I love what it does in the lives of people and how it challenges me. And I love what I can find out about God in His Word and all these things. And are we falling in love with the Word of God? Do we need to? This is where it starts. It starts with, what is your relationship to the Word of God? Hear the Word of the Lord. That's where it starts. And by the way, who does He say this to? God says to Ezekiel, but who is He speaking this to? The dry bones. He says to Ezekiel, prophesy to the bones. Tell the bones, hear the word of the Lord. Do you understand? Now, you and I would, humanly speaking, we're like, why bother? They're dry bones. Why bother? It's done. They're dead. They're gone. There's no life in them. Why bother? And we might be tempted, as we look at some people that we know in our families, some friends that we have, maybe even in our own life, to think, why bother? It's too late. They're too far gone. I mean, let's just be honest. How many of us would look at a pile of bones and think, oh, look. Look what God can do. That's not what we would do. And yet, God says to Ezekiel, speak to the dry bones and tell the dry bones to hear the word of the Lord. Look at verse 5. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you. And what's the last phrase? And ye shall live. Is there hope? Have these bones gone too far for the Lord to reach out and bring them back to refreshment? No. Have you gotten so far away from God that all hope is lost? No. But it starts with hearing the word of the Lord. And then listen to what God wants to do. Because God wants to breathe His breath upon us this morning and bring us back to newness of life. Not in our strength, but in God's. Look at verse 6. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied, as I was commanded, and as I prophesied. Now listen, I prophesied as I was commanded. You know what it does not say? The Bible doesn't really give us this. Here's where Ezekiel was. Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel's answer was, I don't know, but you know. I mean, what I'm saying is, what Ezekiel didn't say was, of course they can live. You know what? He didn't say that. He's like, I don't know. But Lord, you know. But God said, Ezekiel, do this. And you know what Ezekiel did? He did what God commanded. Not necessarily what he expected, but what he was commanded to do. He prophesied just like the Lord commanded, it says. So, and I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied. Now I want you to catch this. Because those of us who have ever had a time of dryness in our spiritual life, we can remember this. And if you happen to be in that one of these patches of your life, hear me out. The life that God wants to bring back to us doesn't come easy, so to speak. This, look at what happens. As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together. This isn't a simple, easy process. What is amazing to me, I mean, honestly, you kind of get the idea that that these bones are like scattered piles. It's not like they're skeletons. That's what the Bible describes, right? The Bible doesn't describe skeletons. The bones had to come together. So they're scattered about. God is the only one who knows how to find the arm bone that goes to this arm, to this hand bone, and God has to do this work, but God is the one doing the work. And so there's great noise, and there's great shaking. And if you and I think that we're going to come to a Sunday morning service and say, God, I'm drying up, please wake me up, and it's going to be like nothing happened, we're missing the whole point of this. When God steps back into our lives, Christian, after we've kind of drawn away from Him and we've allowed our spiritual life to dry up, it's a great shaking. and a great noise. God is doing a work. And so get ready. If we're going to open ourselves up for God to refresh these old bones, we need to be ready for God to shake us up. It's noisy, it's moving, it's powerful what God is about to do. And when, verse 8, I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and skin covered them above. What's it say? But there was no breath of life in them. Now listen up. This is what it looks like. And maybe I'm the only one in here, but I've been in this situation where I've allowed myself spiritually to dry up, to get away from God, in ministry, doing the things that God wanted me to do, but no longer doing them in His strength and in His power, but doing them in mine. And you know what it looks like when we do things in our power? All the things are fitting together, but there's no life. Everything's fitting together, but there's no life. God has to do something. When you and I try to reform our own lives and we try to just get gutted out and do things in our own strength, the result is everything comes together, but there's no life. It doesn't take a great noise and a great shaking to get us to this point. God has to move. Look what it says, verse 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. It is an interesting thing here, by the way, that God refers to them as slain. What do you think killed them? I heard somebody give an answer. Sin. Listen, sin. Sin brings forth death, so the Bible says. Sin is the ultimate. You know, I mean, what's happened is that, you know, we get away from the Lord, sin creeps in. We get away from the Lord, discouragement creeps in. The world, the flesh, and the devil, our three great enemies, are attacking us. And God describes them as slain. Even though, spiritually speaking, Israel has simply walked away from its source of moisture and dried up. Israel just simply walked away, and yet God describes them as slain, spiritually speaking. Are you here this morning, beaten up and without life? God wants to do something for you. He says, breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied, verse 10, and he commanded, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Now God has done something. Christian, have you lost all hope? Have you drawn away from the Lord so much, whether it's by neglect or misuse or whatever different reasons that come in to dry things up, exposure to the elements, and you're here this morning, you say, I'm without hope, Pastor. I feel as if I've been abandoned by God and I'm just drying up from the inside out. And I'm beginning to have an impact on my family as I'm drying them up because I'm trying to wick all of the moisture from them. This is a problem. Pastor, I need something. What you need is the breath of God afresh and anew. Can I take you to the Word of God and remind you? What we have is a God who will never leave us nor forsake us. A God who loves us so much that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A God who desires to come in and, as we confess our sins, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A God who wants to breathe upon us this morning the breath of life and cause our dryness to be a thing of the past, and cause us to stand up on our feet as an army ready to serve the Lord. Then said he unto me, son of man, these bones are the house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, we are cut off. Where are you at in this story this morning?